is on something that I feel like we do pretty much every year at Pulse at around about this time. In fact, when we went to Pulse Planning a couple of weeks ago, I just knew when we were talking about topics that this topic was going to come up. And I think I even said, we can't do it again. But then through the discussion and planning, we found that actually it was right to do it again. Tonight we're going to be looking at fear of the future, and specifically about kind of worry and stress about the future. And it's no big secret as to why it comes up this year, at this time of year. It's because, as I'm sure I don't need to remind you, a lot of you guys down here have got exams that are going to possibly affect your future. And so it's natural to be scared. But what I want to say to you just quickly before we talk to everyone is that it's not just you. You're not alone in this. All of us have moments where we fear future, fear the future, where we stress and worry about what's to come, whether it's a job or an opportunity or something that goes wrong. We all have times where we fear. And so this is going to be helpful, hopefully, to all of us, because it's understandable that you want to know this stuff, because God has something to say about this. He has something to say about fear for the future. He has something to say about stress and worry and how we can do it. Now, obviously, since we've done this a few times, it would be very easy just to go over stuff that we've already done before. But I'm going to try not to do that. And it's really tempting at these moments, I'm going to mention it anyway, to mention that the Bible says almost, well, Sarah knew this, was it 365 times? It says, do not be afraid. You know, which is one for every day of the year. God says to us, do not be afraid. But tonight, we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on how can we deal with this fear of the future? How can we deal with every day with the fear of what's coming, with the stress and worry of what tomorrow may bring? And so we're going to look a few verses today. I don't like jumping around the Bible, but we're going to do that a little bit today. And we're going to start in Proverbs, probably one you all know very well. When it comes to worry about the future, fear and stress in that way, Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And it does come down to trust. When we're struggling about the future and the fear of what is to come, it comes down to how much do we trust God? Are you a very trusting person? Now you see, I thought I was a very trusting person. Like when a certain intern said, here, have a chocolate with caramel in it. I trusted him and then discovered it was a Brussels sprout. I trusted you, Tom. Yeah, all right. I feel like I'm a trusting person, but as I was thinking about this, I realized I'm probably not. When the things get really stressful, when things are very scary, I tend not to be a very trusting person. I thought the best way to kind of illustrate this was the fact that I'm not afraid of heights. Okay, I'm not. Heights don't bother me. Balconies, not a problem. Don't mind going up to the top of Spinnaker Tower. Don't mind standing in the tallest building in Sydney or London. Doesn't bother me. Not a problem. Unless there are people with me. Okay? If there's people with me, specifically people I know, I am way more stressed and way more scared of being up really high. And I've realised why. It's because fundamentally, I don't trust them. Okay? So if Narelle and I go somewhere quite high, I don't trust her that she's not going to walk up to me and go, when I'm near the edge. I don't trust her to not walk too close to the edge. I know I'm not going to, but my stress and my fear comes from, I don't trust her. Now, she's never done anything to kind of warrant that distrust, except for the fact she's got a number of life insurance policies on me, so I'm always a bit wary. But I just can't trust her. I can't trust people in those situations because I can't trust that they're going to behave and act the way I expect them to act. And there is my problem with trusting God. And I believe some of us, all of us maybe, our problem with trusting God, that when we're in difficult and scary situations, we don't feel we can trust God to act the way we want him to act. And there's a really good reason for that, because we can't. We can't trust God to act the way we want him to act, because what he's going to do is act the way he wants to act. And in the end, that's so much better than what we want him to do. And so we can trust God and trust that he is going to act in the best interests of us, in the best interests of those who love him. But we can't trust him to act the way we want him to act. And so there is that element of fear, but actually, we should trust him. His ways are so much bigger than ours, so much better. You know, when I was studying my A-levels, You won't, most of you probably know this, but I wanted to go to UEA in Norwich because all my friends were going to UEA. And when it came to results day, I did not do very well, shall we say. And so I didn't get into Norwich, I got rejected. And so I went to Bangor because they take anyone. And all the time that was going on, and all the time we were preparing for me to go, and all these things, I was questioning God, like, why? Why didn't you do what I asked you to do? Why didn't you act the way I wanted you to act? And now, as I look back, even though that time was hard, I look back and I'm like, thank you, God, you didn't listen to me. Thank you, God, that you took me to somewhere where eventually I'd end up here and I'd do things I never imagined I would do. His plan is so much better than anything we can imagine or think of. And so trusting him shouldn't be difficult. It should be so easy. But we just sometimes really struggle with it. If we go to Isaiah 40, verses 30 to 31, say, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And it goes on a little bit longer. Now, I love this verse, right? Because I just imagine, I'm not saying this time, but I just imagine God sitting there thinking, right, I need a group of people that trust in themselves more than anyone else, that trust in the strength of their own knowledge and their own strength of arms and legs. And he's like, I know, young men. So, yeah. But the fact is, not to have a go at you guys, I'm not saying anything, but the fact is, when you're young, and especially when you're male, you're kind of like, yeah, I can do this. I've got the strength. Yeah, I can do this. I've got my own resolve. I can do this. And God's saying, but if you do that, if you rely on yourself, you're going to grow tired and weary. But those who trust or hope in the Lord, they will renew their strength. And the way I picture it is when Narelle and I go shopping. Right, when we go shopping, I insist on taking all the bags. I was expecting an R from the ladies, but never mind. I insist on taking all the bags, all right? And I'm like, I've got this. I am strong. I can do this. But halfway down this road, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I don't know if we can do this. I've slowed noticeably. And the plastic's cutting into your fingers. And I'm like, I can do this. And then I was like, would you like me to take anything? No, I'm fine. I just imagine that we're exactly like that with God. We carry this fear and stress of the future. And God's walking alongside with a trolley. And he's like, do you want me to take any of that? And you're like, no, I'm fine. The fact is he can take it. The fact is he's in control. The fact is he has got a plan and he's seeing it brought to fruition no matter what. He has got it all sorted. He can take that fear and that stress and that worry because he's got it all sorted. So he's probably standing there going, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you carrying this when actually it's all going to be all right? I've got it. Just trust me. So, yeah, when it comes to stress and worry for the future, the key thing, if we can do it, I know it's hard, is to trust in the Lord. Now, Steve's going to help me with the next bit. So, Steve, run. That's not part of anything. I just need him to get somewhere quickly. Because at this point, I have nothing to say till Steve gets there. So, we'll just stand in silence for a bit. Come on, Steve! Right, so, the best way to... No, he's not going to jump. No! No, he's fine. No, it's not that sort of trust. No, it's not a trust exercise. Don't jump, Steve. No, what I want to say that when we're worried about the future, what we need to do, apart as well as trusting in the Lord, is actually look to the future. So Steve's going to pass me down. Oh, nice one. Thanks, Steve. This rope. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment, okay, that this rope goes on forever. Yeah, that's good, Steve. This rope goes on forever. So actually it stops up there with Steve, but I want you to imagine it goes on forever. All right. Now, I also want you to imagine that this rope is a timeline. So this is the beginning, and, well, it doesn't end, does it? Because it goes on forever. So it goes on up there. Okay, so this rope goes on forever. It's a timeline. Now I want you to imagine that this is your life, okay? It goes on forever up there. Now the thing is, your life on earth, if you can see, on this timeline, is about that. Just that orange bit there. And when we get worried and stressed about the future, what we're worrying about is that bit there. In the light of what is going on, of what is ahead of us, we're worrying. We're spending all this time here worrying about this bit here when all of this is there. And it's crazy. And when we get a hold of this, we see that how insignificant some of our stress and worry about the future is. Because this bit here, the bit that goes on up there, that's sorted. That bit's done. That bit's already written. In fact, I can read it to you. I can read to you exactly what's going to happen in that bit there that just goes on and up there. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne then said, behold, I am making everything new.
Amen.
That bit there is sorted. It's there. It's written. That's going to happen no matter what. Nothing in heaven or earth can change what is going on here. And yet we worry about that. You know, when we're worried about the future, we've got to look to the future, but not the things we imagine are going to happen, but look at what definitely is going to happen. Look beyond. When we get scared of the future, it's because we're not looking far enough ahead. We need to look at this bit that goes on and on and on and on. A bit like me at the moment. But we can look at this. And we know what's going to happen. Have you ever watched a TV series that you know has been turned into, well, no, a series of books that's been turned into a TV series? And then you read the books as soon as you start watching the TV series, and then you're like, I know what's going to happen. It's fine. I know that person's going to be okay. And I know how this story ends. And so you watch it with no fear of what's going to happen, because you know what's going to happen. This is what God has done for us here, is that we can live without that fear of the future because he's already written what's going to happen. We know the spoilers. We know what happens at the end, which is actually the beginning of the rest of this. And so we don't have any reason to be afraid. If we can look forward to that, we can see that this should change how we live our lives every single day. You know, Paul in Philippians, he totally gets this. I should have looked this up first. It's Philippians 3:14. There it is. 3:14. Paul says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. He's living in this knowledge. He's living knowing that this is what he's going to get to. That anything else that he faces in this life pales in significance to what is about to come. And so he runs with his eyes on this moment, with his eyes on eternity. He runs for it full pelt without any fear and worry of what is going on. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there were times where he was scared, but when he just put it in perspective, he realized it was nothing compared to what was ahead of him. And so we too can live like that. And I'm not saying any of this is easy. I'm not saying it's easy to trust God with all our hearts. It's not easy to trust God and not lean on our own understanding. But if we can start to do it, we can start to unload those bags, start to unload that fear, and just focus on the fact that actually God loves us. And he's done this for us. And he's written this for us. And he has a plan for us. And he will see it come to fruition. So, let's just pray, and then I'm going to, pass over. So let's just pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that you love us. We thank you that you love us so much to have come down as a human being and die on a cross that we might have that future that you've spoken about, that future where you dwell with us. And Lord, we pray that you would help us in these times of stress and strain and struggle and fear. Lord, we pray you would help us to focus on the future that is certain, the future that you have promised to us, the future that no one can take away from us. Lord, we just pray that we would be people who live in that knowledge every single day. Amen.
Amen.